Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bet, at the very top of the Amud, continuing in with our discussion of the status of Chulin al Taharat HaKodesh and Chulin al Taharat Truma. Amar Rabbi Zeram Ravasi Amar Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yanan. Now remember, the main character in that transmission is Rabbi Yochanan. We already heard Rabbi Yochanan quoted by Rabbi Rav Chana to say that only in the context of Chulin al Taharat Truma is a Shlishi affected and not Taharat HaKodesh. So now this, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shechulin Shenasu al Taharat HaKodesh Nasa Gufo Sheni LaKodesh. If you have Chulin Shenasu al Taharat HaKodesh, which according to Rabbi Yochanan, there should be no issues here, if you eat it, you become Sheni LaKodesh and you're not allowed to eat Kodesh. Eighth Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Asi, that was Rabbi Asi said, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Zera challenged him and said, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, whose opinion we accept, indicated that it was Chulin Shenasu Al Taharat Truma. Al Taharat Truma in Al Taharat HaKodesh Lo. We already made that diuk. Amar Le, Rabbi Asi turned around and said, you got it backwards. Which means that Al Taharat Truma, a shlishi counts certainly in the case of Taharat HaKodesh. Vaf ani lo amarti ela b'truma kamar. But according to Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan said it's only in the case of Truma. So the answer is Amoraini no vali b'Rabbi Yochanan. There's two versions, Rav Asi's version or Rabbi Bar Chana's version about what Rabbi Yochanan said in applying Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Okay, Amar Ula, ha'ochel shlishi shechulin shenasu al Taharat Truma. Again, chulin shenasu al Taharat Truma, which we all agree is a problem. And you ate a shlishi of that. Nifsal gufomi lachol b'truma. You're now not allowed to eat real truma. My kamash v'lantanina. Shlishi shein al-kodesh and shein al-truma. Chulin shenasu al Taharat Truma. We have it explicit that if you eat a sheni, then if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni l'truma, and that includes chulin shenasu al Taharat Truma. So sheni hu d'lo have ha-shlishi have. So clearly you're not a sheni, but you are a not a sheni l'truma, but you are a shlishi l'truma. Right? Okay. The truth is that Mishnah doesn't tell me what you are, it just tells me what you're not. You're not a sheni, maybe you're not a shlishi, maybe you're nothing. Maybe the only reason it mentioned you're not a sheni l'truma is because it said you are a sheni l'kodesh, but really reality is you're not affected for truma at all. Kamash balan, that's why Ula said you are affected. So now it's a challenge to Ula. Ha rishon shebechulin tamei v'umetamei. Very simple. If you're a rishon, meaning you touch the original source of tumah, and talk about chulin, you're tamei and you're metamei others. Vasheni. But if you're one step away from that, let's say a kli was touched by sheretz and you touch the kli or food. Vasheni posel v'enu metamei. The next one itself is posel, can't carry it further. Vashlishi nacham nezira dema. If it's a shlishi, you could even mix it in and throw it in as like spices or whatever it is into truma. V'yamar nifsal gufo milachol b'truma. Safina le'midi depasal le'gufe. If you're going to tell me that when somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al Taharat HaTruma, he now can't eat truma, then why would we have this guy eat something that's going to make him not be able to eat truma with the nezira dema? So Amar Le will answer back, Hanach l'nezid ha-dema, nezid ha-dema, literally leave it alone, it's not a proof. There's not enough in there. The ratio of that to the truma is so little that it's not, there's not a kazayit, b'chtei achila pras. Amar Yonatan Amar Rebbe, ha'ochel shlishi shel truma atzma. Forget about ta'achulin shenasal ta'at truma, real truma. And if you ate a shlishi, asur lachol umutar liga. You're now not allowed to eat truma, but you're allowed to touch truma. It's starch to Ula, it's starch to Rabbi Yonatan. We needed both Ula's statement and Rabbi Yonatan. Why the imidi ulav menahani mili b'chulin shnasu al Taharat Truma? Maybe that's only far truma, if you will. Aval truma, but real truma, but again, I'm asur. I mean, not allowed to touch it, even touch it. Starch to Rabbi Yonatan. So we need Rabbi Yonatan to say, you can touch it, you can't eat it. If you need Rabbi Yonatan menahani mili truma, that only applies to truma, b'chulin v'achila namishari. When it comes to chulin, that are made like truma, maybe you could even eat them. Srichi, therefore you need both statements to say they're really equal. Yad v'yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, come in Rav Nachman, v'yati v'kamar. So the student of Rav Nachman said the following. Ha'ochel shlishi shechulin, shenasu atarat HaKodesh. Now you got atarat HaKodesh, which earlier we had two different approaches to how we deal with them. And you ate a shlishi, which is the touch point. Tahor lecho b'kodesh. You're allowed to eat kodesh. She'ein lecha davar shoser revi b'kodesh, ala kodesh mekudash b'vad. The only thing that can make you a revi, which means by eating a shlishi, you become a revi, is if it's real kodesh, not something made to pattern after kodesh. Meitir v'machama shlishi she'ein ala kodesh v'enshe'el truma v'chulin sh'nasu al tar truma. So he quotes Rabbi Yeshua again. Amai halav kodesh mekudashu. After all, that's not real hekdesh, it's just chulin that are made like truma. When it comes to truma, that which is tahor for truma is tameh for kodesh, which means truma and kodesh are in two different worlds. So therefore, the rule applies to tarat truma, not to tarat kodesh. And as I mentioned in the last podcast, it's really counterintuitive, but there's a good reason why, as I mentioned then. How do I know that's the case? That non bigdei ma'aretz midrash the prushin. The clothing wore by Ami Haaretz, Prushim regard them as Midrash, Midrash Azab, Midrash Anida, Bigdei Prushim, Midrash Lochli Truma. And that which the Prushim wear, the people who care for Lot Chulin, is Midrash, people who are eating Truma. Bigdei Lochli Truma, Midrash Lakodesh. And it moves up and up and up. Which proves to you that that each category of Tahara is dealt with differently. Amarava Midrasot Kamart, you're bringing a riot from Midras, Shani Midrasot, that's a whole different category because Shemata Shivalayan Ishto Nida. We're concerned that his wife, who is in Nida, will sit on it and be Matamit. We don't apply that to Perot. There is no such concern. So therefore, Truma really should be sort of in the same scheme as Kodesh and less severe. Yitzchak says, no, we apply it to Perot also, and everything really is separate. Now, watch a challenge. Since when do we apply this principle to Peirot? None. Now, this is dealing in the middle of Chagiga, that the Amei Haaretz were believed around the Regel about certain things that they were selling, whether they were properly Mufrash and Tahor. They were believed for Kodesh, not for Truma. If he says, I took a Revit of wine out of this thing to give it for Nesachim, then Naaman, he's believed. Veloka matame le truma le kodesh. And we don't say that the truma part that's in there, which we're saying we don't believe him about, is matame le kodesh. V'yamar taratatuma yetzal le kodesh. If you think that truma and kodesh are separate, because that which is tahor for truma is tuma for kodesh, tame truma le kodesh, then truma should be matame le kodesh. So amale tuma b'chiburin kamar. You bring me a raya from tuma b'chiburin, which is when they're mixed together. Tuma b'chiburin shani. We believe him about the Kodesh. He has credibility about the Kodesh. So the credibility now carries over to that which the Kodesh is touching. If you have something that's a sheni b'chulin, which means, again, a person touched a sheretz, and then a person touched a kli that touched the sheretz. So he's a sheni b'chulin. He's matame, and then he touches liquids. He's matame them. Uposel ochli truma. And he invalidates those foods of truma. And if he one step beyond that, he'll be matame only liquids that are kodesh, and posel for foods of kodesh. And that's chulin shenasu al tarat kodesh, which means we do deal with them that way. The answer is tanai. This entire issue, the two versions of Rabbi Yochanan, is all a machloket Tanaim. Tanya chulin shenasu al tarat hakodesh harein kechulin. So Tanakama's position is like the first thing we saw in Rabbi Yochanan, which is chulin shenasu al tarat hakodesh doesn't have any special value, any special hierarchy. No, they're dealt with like truma. Which means they're metame one step, then that step to another step, and the third step afterwards is pasul, but not metame. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the last podcast of this segment, but looking back at the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon's opinion about Hechsher Letuma, Al Yidei Shechita, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.